Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
These are the Laughing Monk Studios. That's where we sit right now here on Willie and Dibby. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We are heading toward round two of the NBA draft. Golden State Warriors actually have a pick tonight. Lots to go over with not just the Warriors, free agency beginning, the Giants, the 49ers, a few weeks away as well. We always love the opportunity to sit with our good friend, Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Hey, Tim, what's going on today?
Not too much there. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Hey, can we run a little theory by you? Your former colleague, Anthony Slater, had quite an article on Jonathan Kuminga yesterday after spending some time with him in Cleveland and really hearing kind of his side of where he wants things to go. Do you buy the idea that the fact that we're seeing that article, the fact that it came out yesterday, kind of means that the first conversations between the Warriors and Kuminga haven't gone great?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they haven't gone great, but I don't think it's a total misread of the situation. I think Kuminga's camp is definitely trying to get that out, that, you know, there's some differing things that maybe need to be ironed out should they even start talking long-term contract. But that's the Dunleavy basically said that last week. Was it even earlier this week? I'm trying to get my day straight here. That they really haven't had those conversations, you know, full start conversations, but they can't. Like, this is such a multiple platform situation. Like, does he want to come back? What's the role? Does another team want to sign him? What are they going to offer him? If they can't offer him the money outright because they're not that far under cap, only one team is, it's Brooklyn. If it's not Brooklyn, then they'd have to talk sign and trade with the Giants. And what would that number be? You know, like, there's so many different things. I think it's fair conclusion to say that very little of it has been, at least if you're saying, yes, he's going to re-sign with the Warriors, what steps do you have to take? Yeah, very little of that has taken place. Now, it could happen fast. I don't think it's kind of in the realm of Klay Thompson, where both sides kind of had already talked and they were – Klay was ready to go. I don't think they're that far down, but they're not, you know, they're not negative ways down that road either. Like, this is how it kind of, you get put together a complicated situation. It's like you send out signals. You kind of have half starts, you have half conversations. I think we all pretty much agree that the likeliest or maybe the most logical situation, if the Warriors can get something good back for them, is therefore to be a trade. But you have to kind of go down each one of these roads to really know where everyone is. And they're not down the road. So, yeah, I think sometimes I warn people, don't make too much of a leap in logic. I don't think I'm going to do that on this one for your general thesis. Not that things have been decided. It's that nothing's been decided. And usually at this point, if there's going to be a contract, it sounds different than this. But this thing has so many different parts to it that if they can't put together a sign and trade, then he might come back to the Warriors, at least temporarily. Like, that's, you got to put that in there too. And so John Kuminga on a long-term contract that everyone's happy forever and he's going to be the starting small forward. Now, that is not going to happen, I wouldn't think. But there's seven other ways this could go, and two of them are he comes back to the Warriors, at least for a little while.
So as we look to go down this road, as you're talking about, like, what are the next steps to go down this road? Because I think we have to wait till June 30th, right, before he can field other offers. So are we just in a waiting period of them having 3 or 4 days to try to work this out?
Yeah, I mean, he could still go into June 30th and July 1st and talk to other teams and still come back to the Warriors. Like, that's, like, it's not all done. This is not Klay Thompson. Like, it's not all going to be done. He's gone unless there's some great deal that's happening right now. But these conversations are happening informally anyway, even if they're not really supposed to. We know these things are discussed generally or obliquely or hypothetically before the chance to talk trade happens, you know, June 30th. This is all, so many things have to be decided, and other teams have to figure out what they can get, what they can't get. And is Kuminga at the top of that list? Is he second? Is he third? Are they going to do the other two things, try to do the other two things, and then they come back to the Warriors if they can't do those two things? So it's not that far until June 30th, this is what I would say. Like, that's not that far. It's like, we have to wait. No, it's not that much. Like, things are going to be figured out over the next 3-4 days, and then maybe even later than that. And I think that's just the way this generally is. The Kuminga comments are part of the whole kaleidoscope. And he's kind of, yeah, that's, I don't think anybody's surprised that he's saying he wants to be an all-star, whether it's here or elsewhere. I don't think anybody's surprised, you know, when Steve Kerr told me not too long ago that he couldn't imagine guaranteeing him a role because, you know, there's a lot of other things at play here. It's just different pieces are moving around. June 30th is not very far away. July 1st is not very far away. But I will say, even then, it might not get all the way put together right on July 1st, maybe a little bit after that. But these are the things that we've kind of been understanding and knowing about this. It's just so many different things have to be agreed to before this can get done. I would caution, like, it's not going to happen in a flash, probably, unless some team just says, that's the guy we want. Here's what we can offer. Here's how we make it work money-wise. Again, that's complicated, too, because the Warriors can only take back 50% of a new deal unless it's a really low deal, and why would he take it if it's a low deal? All that still has to be hashed out. Probably not instantaneous on June 30th. Everyone's got different, you know, things that they want, and that sometimes isn't the easiest thing to put together, even when we're used to all these deals being put together fast.
Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Tim, what I really start to wonder, because everyone has said Jonathan is the linchpin to whatever the Warriors can and will do next. If they do keep Jonathan, how do they tweak the roster and get better this offseason?
They can't do too much. They would have the taxpayer mid-level, which is $5.7 million, which is not a lot. But I don't know that they're really, you know, going to be able to go much higher anyway, even on a Kuminga deal. Again, you know, even if he signs for 30 somewhere else, they can only take 15 back. They can only take 50% back. So it's not like they're shopping in the richest aisle. So there is a way through various other pieces that they could go higher than that and money taken back if it involves Kuminga. But it takes a third team, a fourth team, really, really complicated. Again, that could be done, but it's hard to do. And it's not something that I don't think they're going to announce on June 30th or would be able to even complete on June 30th. Maybe they could. It's just very, very, very multi-layered. So, yeah, you're talking about or trading Moses Moody. Maybe fans don't want to hear that, but that's another thing they could do. Or trading Trey Jackson Davis. You know, those are the other things that they can do. They can trade future draft picks, but again, to take salary back, you'd have to match it with your own salary. And the way the payroll is built, there's just not that many guys who have the right kind of salary numbers that you can get back the kind of players who make an 18-20, which is, you know, those are usually the players that can help you out as a 6th-7th man. It gets complicated. Yeah, there's not that many ways. Kuminga is the best way, but that brings its own complications. It's Kuminga and the future first-round picks, unless you want to put Moody in there, unless you want to put Pajemski in there, and I don't tend to think they don't want to. So, yeah, it's Kuminga. You know, and so if they bring him back, and instead of, you know, it's probably not going to be at a, you know, huge number, And they do it to either trade him possibly in February or even wait a year through it. That's probably going to be the biggest piece they have, is bringing back Kuminga. And that's why this all gets really, really, you know, they have to judge what that means. They have to judge who that means. This is not something that's going to, again, it's being decided. Right. It's hard to decide that right now. They have to feel it out all different ways. And they could even go down a long road with Kuminga and say, this is what we want. This is, we love you. This is this. They still have to say, well, how much, what price is that? If they sign them to a $30 million a year deal themselves, that puts them not just into deep in the luxury tax, it puts them over the first apron. And it puts them in jeopardy of even going to second apron, which every team in the league is trying to get out of right now. So I would just say the logic says he comes back. I mean, sorry, the logic says that the best thing they can do is trade him. It's just, that's the most complicated thing. So be ready for a lot of uncertainty for at least three or 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, June 30th is 4 days away, and we're all kind of sitting on eggshells waiting for that to come about. If they don't trade him before then, and if no other team makes an offer for him as a restricted, what options does he have? What options do they have as far as, you know, a sort of a minimum one-year contract that they could tender him?
Yeah, $7.9 million is the qualifying offer. I imagine they're going to do that before June 29th, which is the deadline. They haven't done it yet as far as I know, but there's no way they're letting him go. If they don't make him that offer, he becomes an unrestricted free agent, and that's not going to happen. So at some point, he could just take that. It's not clearly not the money he wants. And then he becomes an unrestricted free agent next summer, no matter what. That is the power of that. He can control that part. He clearly does not want just a one-year $7.9 million. He wants a long-term deal right now, as we would all want. You know, don't risk another year. What if he gets hurt? What if things go wrong? I think that is, you know, the middle ground on that is the Warriors offer him more than that, but it's more to their, you know, they play the cards, maybe a two-year deal with a team option. There's ways you could slide this around, but if he comes back to the Warriors, it is not likely to be for like 4 for $100. You know, that's not what it's likely to be. It's much more likely to be 2 for $40, or, you know, 3 for $60 with an option in there. There's a lot of different people going to yell at me about how it wouldn't be a team option. It more likely would be a player option. So don't aggregate that. I know people can't wait to aggregate it, but and you guys know how much I love that.
Oh yeah,
it's your favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so many different little tripwires on this one. I just think Dunleavy's comments earlier this week, and I'm sure comments tonight after the pick, and comments from Kuminga only illustrate it further. Again, I painted against the Clay situation, which was like obviously not a good situation, but that thing was clarified. Like, that thing, he was leaving. That was happening. Nothing more had to be hashed out, just the deal, just the terms of the deal of when he was moving out. This is not quite there because there's just other things in play. He's not unrestricted. They're not able to get back the full value of his contract and salaries coming back. They aren't sure what his market is right now. I think there's some teams that would take him, but then we have to figure, like Miami, Slater reported and others, like, so that's a team that could have some interest in him that didn't get Durant. You know, they could use a player like that, but then they can't take him and then only give back half the salary. They're over the cap. So how do they would have to get a third team involved if it's a contract like in the $28, $25 million range. How do you do that? Who are they going to give up? I can't really see a ton of players on that roster. The Warriors want Jaime Jaquez would be the one, and I don't think Miami would trade Jaime Jaquez for John Kuminga, right? Like, you just get into that's the whole process you have to go through. And then the third team's going to want something. Will the Warriors throw something in to incentivize it? Does Miami throw something in to incentivize it? There's just so many little things you have to check off that I don't know that, like, you can do it all at once. It can be really fast. Tends to me, just talking through this, that these things are going to take longer than just one day to figure it out. And then I don't even know if they've got one of the boxes checked yet. It's just so many different representatives, so many different agendas, so many different, you know, wants and needs through all these different things that, again, the best thing for the Warriors is to trade him. I would say that. You can aggregate me on that one.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. The best thing for them is that the other teams and John Kuminga don't need to worry about what's the best thing for the Warriors. They need to worry about what's the best thing for themselves.
TK, kind of a broader view Warrior question, which is this. Like, we know what their philosophy has been the last couple of seasons, right? Maximize the remainder of Steph Curry's window. And I'm confident that that's largely unchanged, but is there any new hesitation around their philosophy based on the way the playoffs ended, knowing that, you know, older guys, they get hurt at the end of the season?
Yeah, but younger guys can get hurt too, right? Yep. We've seen some younger guys get hurt. So I hear what you're saying. I would just say it's not ever 100% one thing and 0% everything else. Maybe it's 90%. You're going for the Steph Curry era, and I understand, and I would support that for them if I was them. Like, you're never going to have another Steph Curry. You actually were doing very well in the playoffs when he was healthy. Obviously, got hurt and things change, but that happens. Indiana going all the way with Halliburton, he gets hurt in Game 7. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't continue down that path. I just think that they're never going to have a better chance than this. And they don't want to say it like that. They want to keep believing they're going to have a chance forever. But Steph Curry there's never going to be another Steph Curry. And putting most of your eggs or 99% of them in the next few years, it's hard for me to argue with that. There is some responsibility that Dunleavy has, that Joe Leggett has, that whoever else, that to make sure that, you know, when this era is over, they're not terrible. And they've said that, and fans have gotten really mad about that. Okay, I get it. But you do have to. You can't just start trading every single first-round pick just to make sure you have a sixth man who may or may not be that good. They're not going to do that. But they're going, you know, the Jimmy Butler trade was a lot of, you know, was pushing them some things. Not everything, as they emphasized, but a lot of things. Could they do something like that again? Yeah, they got first-round picks to trade. But I don't see them trading for a 35-year-old again. Jimmy Butler was the one. I think any search, you know, beyond this, if they're giving up future assets, big future assets, would probably involve somebody whose age is in the twos, not in the threes. But who knows? Case by case. They have kind of, you know, clarified the payroll situation. Steph has said it. Draymond has said it. Like, Steph, Draymond, and Butler are all signed for 2 more years. You can make some clear decisions on that. Maybe Steph's so great that you're going to give him another 2 years after that. That's fine, but they don't have to make that decision for 2 years, and then we'll see where Draymond is. We'll see what Butler is. See where Steve Kerr is. And I think that's how they're kind of playing it. The stage is 2 more years. You don't push everything in on it, but you push what you can. You feel good about how they were playing in the playoffs. You understand that players get hurt, especially when they're older. But you also don't say, well, Steph got hurt, that proves that he's going to get hurt every postseason. I don't think you can say that. And I don't think you say that about Butler. Don't think you say that about Draymond. It's higher likelihood, yes, but players get hurt. Like, this is it just happens to everybody at some point. And I think they feel good about a chance to make some noise next year. And maybe they're wrong. I think they're sort of right, and at least a chance of it. And you know, they hope their younger players bloom and maybe add one or two this year. We'll see. But I don't know. I don't know what blowing up would do. What would that do? It would be worse, a lot worse now. And then in 3 years, when you're ready to come up again, guess what? The Oklahoma City Thunder will still be good. And what I've said is you have a better chance right now with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler next season against the Thunder than you would if you blow it up in 3 years and then try to do it again in 3 years against Oklahoma City Thunder. I might as well take the chance with Steph Curry while I got him. I completely understand that. If that starts to change when the Curry era isn't competitive, you can't have a hope of, you know, I totally understand trying to redo some things. I don't see it happening right now.
Yeah, and from my research, Tim, it's more like 6 years between the blow it up and a chance to actually get back to being decent. And you could look at San Antonio and OKC as examples where they had to go through that period. Outside of the Kuminga question, what else are they going to do with players like GP2 and Kevon? Do you see them coming back at reduced salaries and reduced roles just because they have their bird rights?
No, I mean, well, the bird rights means you could give them more. So to give them less wouldn't, you know, like they could do that. You can always bring a player back for less. Looney, I could see, you know, Steve Kerr loves having him on the roster. Well, he loves having GP2 also, but GP2 just gets hurt so much. I don't know if you want to use up a roster spot on that. He's not a younger player, and I'm tough on him, and I understand that he's really valuable. He played some really valuable minutes in the playoffs. He always is a great guy in the locker room, but man, you're soaking up any dollar you soak up on him is costing you, you know, in the luxury tax, is costing you a roster spot. That's a tough one. Looney, you know, has hit the market multiple times, and you've always wondered if he's just going to find somebody to give him more money, and he never does. Sometimes, you know, he even jokes about it. I could see them bringing him back on a much, you know, not a much lower, but on a lower salary. You always need another big body. I don't know that they're going to acquire a center this summer. Maybe they will. They're always open to it, I'm sure. But like, if you think Quinton Post is somebody that could be a starting center, I think they sort of think that. They're, you know, waiting on some more development. You got Draymond, you got Trace, you got Kevon Looney as that force. I don't think they mind that at all. Obviously, we know how important he is in the locker room. We know how much Steph and Draymond love him, and Steve Kerr and everyone else. So that one I could definitely see. GP, if he's willing to come back at a much lower number, maybe. But again, that's a lot of dollars, even if it's $4 million, to someone that you don't know if he's going to be healthy. And, I mean, if there's one thing we know about GP2, he's not going to be healthy for a year. You just know it. And that's not great for him, but it's just the way it's gone. And, you know, the track record is there. So I'm not sure if they do need to reduce this number to try to get some flexibility. I don't know if that GP2 is going to be the one who gets the dollars that they need to reserve for some other things.
Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Hey, Tim, before you run, is tonight in your mind definitely a stick and pick, or is there any chance that some other wrinkle comes into play?
Well, there's a chance that anything happens at any time. You know I had to say that. But I think likely at 40. I mean, there isn't a lot of movement there. I know there's been some movement already, teams moving around. I think they're kind of happy at 41. They did get that pick back in the Butler trade after giving up their first. I think they're likely they stay at 41. They're not in the buying mood of picks you take. If you put cash in the deals now, you get frozen. You got to be under the first apron, and I don't think they can do that. They can assure that. So likeliest is they stay at 41, you know, they're not going to be drafting a star there, probably not even drafting a likely starter, but somebody who in a year or two can be given minutes. I think they'd be happy with a Quinton Post duplication of someone, you know, not a center, but someone who can do what Quinton Post, you know, provide some of the things, you know, play some minutes at forward. I think they wouldn't be at all upset about that. It's a very cheap salary. I think that really helps them. They're trying to narrow down this price. You know, they're in the tax, repeater tax. We know the multipliers of that. So I think they'll stay at 41. It's a good player to have if you know, and Dunleavy's shown he's pretty good at those second-round picks, right? I mean, he's got a couple of them on this roster that have dealt themselves into rotation players. So I wouldn't think they're going to move around 41. I think they'll stay, make a pick. And then the real stuff begins tonight and the next few days, as we've been talking about.
All right, TK. I'm going to aggregate that, by the way. I'm tweeting it right now. Tim Kawakami says...
That one I'm happy with aggregating. Yeah, that one actually... aggregate that second-round pick.
He says anything could happen. I'm going to tweet that everywhere. It's going to go crazy.
Anything could happen at any time. All right. That is one thing I believe in.
Tim, thanks, man. Great to have you, as always.
Yeah, guys, anytime.
Thanks,
okay, there he goes. Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Anything could happen tonight. But the bigger quote that I'm going to go to bed with tonight from that conversation is the best thing that could happen for the Warriors in this situation would be to trade Jonathan Kuminga.
Of course. And, you know, don't aggregate that, if you wouldn't mind.
Why
because
not?
It comes across as, you know, him saying, yeah, it's the best thing because they want him gone. Well, it's the situation. The best thing for
of course it is
the situation for him to be traded. But sometimes the best thing to happen is the hardest thing to accomplish, and that's exactly what this is.
No doubt. There's no doubt. You're right, and the way you drafted that is right. But I still don't think no matter which words you use, it's still going to land a certain way with plenty of people. And by the way, I understand it. I really do. Jonathan Kuminga's got a lot of fans, and there are a lot of people who think that he can be a great player in this league, and they may well be right. So forever, everybody can head to the hills with their side on this, but the bottom line is I think we've kind of reached an impasse, and I've got all kinds of concerns with regard to the idea of Jonathan Kuminga spending another day, a regular season day, in this uniform.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that goes well.
If you ask privately both sides, what do you want to happen? I think both sides would say, well, we want to be traded.
I agree. And if that's the case, then, you know, we're sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com. All right, we got a lot of stuff to still get to in this show. Yes, we'll continue to move toward the second round. Yes, we'll take your calls on what's going on with the Warriors. Yes, the Giants head to Chicago this weekend, which was the site of a very unfortunate fan-related event earlier this week. The Giants, by the way, are going to be swept by the Marlins. We'll discuss this in the second half of the show as well. So we're wide open for you, 888-957-9570. It's Willard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dibs.
Here's Otto Lopez. And Lopez just got hit.
So Alfonso Marquez is going to call in the troops. And the umpires are going to talk about this. And they're getting a warning. So immediately that's going to bring out the manager, Clayton McCullough. He's going to say, what are you talking about? That guy just deliberately threw at my guy. And Alfonso Marquez has got to say, and he's out. He asked the wrong question. Alfonso Marquez, are you kidding me? You're knocking these guys on the other side of the field, hitting them left and right, and you're upset about a guy getting grazed? You're gone. Take a hike.
Struck well to center field, and this one's going to go. Gone. And just like that, it's 3-0.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, couple things that we're about to do here. Because the San Francisco Giants are having easily the silliest and most frustrating week of their season so far. Absolute lunacy what's taken place.
I like your use of the word silly, because the word stupid is one we don't utter in our house any longer.
Yeah, not really big on the word stupid, but there's a lot of stuff that has happened this week that is absolutely laughable.
Including the way that the game just ended with a P-2 in your scorebook.
That's right.
Flores with a pop-up. The catcher camped under it. He made the play, and the Giants lost a nail-biter.
Yeah, 12-5 to the youngest, most nameless team in all of baseball. Get on a plane, go to Chicago, and figure yourselves out. This was laughable. But before we get to all of that, because it's going to get hot in here, I want to start with something positive so that I can breathe a little bit. No, I got it. It's completely off the map. You don't know what's about to happen.
All right.
You don't know what's coming. Did you see me on my phone just a second ago?
Yeah.
I was putting together a during the commercial break Instagram post. And everybody should go flood it and give likes to it so that you can send love to my parents. MT Willard. Everybody go like it. Not for me, for them. They're in their 80s. Today is their 59th wedding anniversary.
It won't last.
59
Dude.
Years.
Yes.
Tom and Ellen, and I'm sure they are down in Orange County yelling at each other about the way that they've unloaded the dishwasher right now to celebrate this momentous occasion.
Neither one can hear the other.
No.
But they're yelling.
Absolutely. No, Mom's been yelling at Dad all day, and he just found out about it. Absolutely. So celebrate. Tip one. He probably thinks it's 5 o'clock. Start drinking red wine now. Who knows what the hell's going on down there? But then again, who cares? Because y'all have done something that most of us are only going to think about and dream about. 59 years together, which means we got to start. Who knew? My sister and I threw a huge party for them 9 years ago. We got to start working on the next one for next year.
Yep.
I don't think that we threw this party 9 years ago when we weren't really sure if we were going to get to the next one.
Right.
But like, I think we are.
And if you and the lovely make it there, you'll be 109. And if me and Supper
make it there,
I'll be a $112. Shout out 112.
I don't love our chances.
I don't like them either.
I don't love our chances. But anyway.
Congrats to the Willards. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Tom and Ellen Willard. 59 years today, wedding anniversary.
And if you put that in
blissful,
terms of...
every day was perfect, the whole time.
And I'm wondering, we're sitting here on June 26th, have the Giants scored 59 runs this month?
No. No, I don't think they're going to do that all year.
It'll be close. They probably have more than 59 runs in the month, but yeah, I'm trying to help you transition from the joy of your parents, which is wonderful, Mark. I'm really happy for you.
How many leap years during a 59-year period? About 15?
Almost. Yeah. Depends on when it starts.
21,535 days plus leap years. So somewhere in the neighborhood of 21,550 days.
Of marital
perfection.
Air quotes bliss?
Yeah, it's perfection.
Sure.
Yeah, absolute perfection.
My parents made it... you know, they made it until death did them part.
Yes.
As the old
saying will go.
Yeah. And I think they went from 1961 to probably 2017. They got about 56 in there.
Okay.
And then, you know, one passed and the other passed, and it's the way it goes. But they took it from wire to wire.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway. Happy anniversary to my parents. I love you both very, very much. I can't wait to see you next week. And the Giants suck.
There you go.
This is absurd, okay? What you just heard, NBC Sports Bay Area, the call of the first inning, I've been waiting to get this off my chest all day. This is literally the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and it's not even all just on the Giants. First of all, this whole conversation that's gone on for the last 20 hours or so about plunking people because the Giants have been hit by pitches – a number of times the last couple of weeks. And so suddenly last night, John Shea asks Bomell about it, and Bomell publicly states, yeah, we're not real happy about it, and we need to start protecting our guys. So first, this is the conversation, because we got step-by-step here. Let's start with what Bomell said to John Shea with regard to the Giants getting hit by pitches.
No, it doesn't feel great. You know, I was looking at the hit-by-pitch numbers the other day. It's not like we're extreme, but it seems like here recently we've been getting hit by some pitches and some of our key guys. So that doesn't feel too good, no.
Anything you can do about it with your pitchers coming back?
Not something I certainly want to speak about, but obviously we need in situations to protect our guys, too.
Okay. All right. First of all, he's not wrong, but my God, like, this is like robbing a bank, but calling the bank the day before to let them know you're coming. This is absurd. You don't tell everybody, yeah, we're really not happy with the way that we're getting hit by pitches. We're going to need to start protecting our guys. So now the other team and the umpires are all completely aware of what you're going to do in the first inning when you show up at 12:45 the next day. I'd have a side question, which is, why are you mad at the Marlins? This has been going on for 3 weeks, but somehow you're going to plunk a Marlin. They don't even have anybody worth plunking. Nobody's heard of any Marlins, so why are we worried about plunking a Marlin, let alone telling the Marlins we're about to plunk you?
It's because what happened last night, where you had, was it back-to-back guys got plunked, including Casey Schmidt on the hand. So, yes, it is in the recency bias portion of this. It's about the Marlins because you got hit back-to-back pitches. One was an 0-2 curveball.
Right.
Oops.
Right.
That was not a purpose pitch. And then was it the very next pitch was a fastball in?
You're in the ninth of a two-run game. If there's anything that ever with a neon sign says we're not doing this on purpose right now, it was last night.
Correct.
So this is actually my larger point. Everything going on with the Giants right now, because they plunked a guy, it turned into a three-run homer in the first inning, which is hilarious. It is objectively hilarious. You told them you were going to hit them. Then you hit them. They turned it into a three-run rally and swept you. The youngest, one of the crappiest teams in the entire league, just swept you in your own building, scored a bucket of runs, scored 20 runs in the last two games. The Marlins did. Okay? All because you were mad. Essentially, it's yourselves. Let's be real about this. You're not mad at the Marlins. You're not mad at anybody. You're mad at yourself. You, Bob Melvin said it to us 2 days ago.
Yep.
We are frustrating on offense. So
yeah,
you're
frustrating.
You are frustrating. And you are frustrated. And now you want to take it out on everybody else? And they rubbed your noses in it. Let's be real. You tried to take it out on the Marlins, who no one's ever heard of. They turned it into a three-run homer, and then they turned the game into, even after you came back, they turned the whole thing into a laugher. And I'd argue that that's what's now happening. Everybody's laughing at you. This is the number one thing you don't do in life, which is when you're mad about stuff that is either out of your control or is basically within yourself, don't take it out on everybody else. Don't do that. But that's what the Giants are doing right now. They are mad because they can't hit the baseball. And so now we're going to project this on the 25-year-old Marlins that no one's ever heard of before. That was a ridiculous baseball series that we just watched.
Yeah, and the way you went about it for me was the foolish part of it. And, you know, Logan Webb came out yesterday and made comments as well about the very thing. And so you signaled to the umpires and the Marlins that you were mad and you were going to do something about it. And for me, if you're going to do something about it, you wait until you bring in one of your hard throwers and you make it happen later in the game. You don't do it in the first inning and you telegraph it. And yeah, they immediately got you back with a three-run homer. Giants rally to tie the game at 5, and you're thinking, okay, maybe that was something that helped shake up the bat rack.
Galvanized.
You flipped the spread, and you got galvanized, and I don't believe they scored again.
Nope.
The Marlins went on a 7-0 run. You lose 12-5. A team that's not very good came in to your yard, got you rattled, and swept you, and now you have to get on a plane in about 2 hours and fly to Chicago and turn right around and play an even worse team
yep.
with no confidence. So the whole way they went about it, from Bob Melvin's comments to Logan Webb's comments to doing it in the first inning and then giving up a three-run home run, that to me was kind of amateur hour.
Well, it's really fascinating because I'm on the way in today and I'm listening to Steine and Goo, and they're having what's a pretty much a fascinating conversation with regard to this entire idea, which is throwing at the other team. And I understood both sides of it, and you kind of just laid it out there, which is, you know, Steine's over here going, I get why you're frustrated, but I don't understand what that accomplishes. And Guru's trying to explain it to him. Well, this is, I mean, it's about the, you know, it's about the logo, and it's about the team, and it's about everybody's togetherness, and you got to galvanize. And I'm like, listen, I see both points, but I'm going to lean in Steine's direction, which is, I don't like the idea of let's go after the Marlins because we're mad. And I do want to know, what does that accomplish? And I think that the answer to that is there are a lot more bad possibilities than good in terms of what does that accomplish. Like, if you are just angry and you go, all right, that's it. We've had enough. We're angry. So we're going to throw at a Marlin. Well, you got an immediate response into what the risk of that is. And so here we are. You on a getaway, avoid a sweep against a bad team in your own building day, you spotted them three. And I don't care that you came back and tied the game. You lost. You got blown off the field in the end by the Marlins. There were so many extra base hits today by people I've never heard of. My God, I need baseball cards to figure out what the hell just happened in this baseball game. So it didn't work. It didn't work. And that's the point. Like, no, you didn't rally the troops. You didn't galvanize anybody. You telegraphed what you were going to do. So the umpires were already aware of it. There was a benches clearing incident later in the game, because Wilmer Flores checked his swing, got rung up by an umpire at first base, and somehow that led to comments being thrown back and forth between Marlins players and Giants players, and now all the bench is clear, and we're yelling at each other, and I know exactly what this was about. It had nothing to do with Wilmer Flores' check swing. It had to do with the fact that everybody is throwing the ball at each other and telegraphing it and talking about it in press conferences. If you're going to do something, just do it.
Right.
Just do it. Don't tell everybody you're going to do it. You basically sent a message to the Marlins team hotel last night. We're going to hit you. Make sure you're ready and bring your A game tomorrow. And boy, did they. That was very, very poorly handled.
It's amateur hour. Like you're saying, if something happens where you're playing an NFL game and one of your guys gets hit, you know, two steps out of bounds, they hit your quarterback late and it's 15-yard penalty and your quarterback is shaken up and it's like, oh man, that was, you know, you get into a skirmish and this and that. Well, you don't go across the field and say, you better tell your quarterback, watch his back, we're coming for him. No, you do the same thing to their quarterback. You light him up later in the game. You try to get even, whatever you do. This was a little amateur hour to me because, like you're saying, you telegraphed it, and not only did you telegraph it, then you did it in the first inning. Here's an idea. You want to dot him. Okay. You play the game and it's 5-5 and all of a sudden that baby gets away from you and it's now, I think it was 8 and then I looked up and then it's 10. You know what? You're down 10-5. Now you light somebody up because game is over.
I get why you don't do it later in the game because you don't know how the game's going to go and you don't want to dot someone in a close game late. And I get what you're saying, which is wait for the game to not be close. But quite frankly, most of the games in this building are close.
Sure.
Most Giants games. So I get why they did it when they did it. The calculation is we're sitting here in the first inning. There's two outs and there's no one on. We think we can get away with this. Well, guess what you didn't? You didn't. And the umpires knew it was coming. And
right.
The Marlins knew it was coming. So you set them off. You set the umps off. You set them off. They hit a three-run homer. Now they're back of the neck is all flared up for the rest of the game. They scored a 12 spot on you and you lost again. You just got swept by the Marlins in your own building. Very, very poorly played. All right. There's a lot more to say on this and we will. We're not done yet, but we have this pause because the Warriors have just traded their draft pick tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not surprised.
It's all of a sudden, it's not going to, there's a reason we didn't hit the breaking news sounder, okay? This is not going to float your boat. But here's the news. The Suns and the Warriors have gotten together on a trade. The Warriors are trading the 41st pick in the draft for two picks later in the evening. They have traded number 41 for number 52 and 59. 59 is the last pick in the draft. They're hoping to select Brock Purdy.
Yeah, or Chase Jackson Davis, who they took late in the 50s. I'm not surprised, and I actually was saying this yesterday, that I thought they would be in a spot to trade out of that pick and maybe take a later pick and also buy a pick, because if you're the Warriors, what you need right now is cheap labor. And having second-round picks, you don't necessarily have to even tender them contracts. Like, you took TJD, and he got a guaranteed deal because his agent was Dunleavy's brother. And he was a player you liked, and so you kind of were in cahoots with the agent, where the agent told other teams, don't take him because he won't go on your team. The Warriors are going to give him a contract. Unless you want to give him a guaranteed deal, I wouldn't take him. So might be this sort of situation again, where there's a couple guys you like that you think that you can tab to come in and help you right away.
Well, and the Suns had just moved up. They did an earlier trade with the Nets today to get the 36th pick in the draft, a second-round pick, and now they trade for 41 as well. So they get 36 and 41. They give up 52 and 59. That goes to the Warriors. Two future picks will go to the Nets. So the Suns are trying to move up. The Warriors are trying to move down, and they do. We'll take you all the way up to the start and through the start of the second round tonight at 5 o'clock, and then Grandy and Evan Giddings are going to handle you from 6 to 8 with all the reaction of what the Warriors do. And that's good, because now the Warriors are going to potentially be making news as late as possible tonight. So Grandy and Evan will be with you all the way through the end of this evening.
And I'm hoping that the Warriors continue to follow the pattern that they had last year, which is where they took Quentin Post, who was a 5, if not a 6-year collegiate player. Just looking at last night, Mark, and you and I had this conversation in the green room about the draft and how weren't a lot of guys who were household names. 18 freshmen, 1 sophomore, 2 juniors, 3 seniors, 6 from overseas. 18 freshmen in the first round. So if you're the Warriors, the last thing you want is another teenager. You want a grown man.
Yeah.
You want either a 4 or 5 year player or a European player who's like has shaved for a number of years. You want grown-ups. And so get later in the second round and figure out who you might want.
I'm glad you just brought up grown-ups, because that's kind of what I feel like right now the Giants kind of need to lead into. And it's odd, because when I look at this particular group, I never think immature. That's not who this – I mean, this team, Bob Melvin, a former manager of the year, Logan Webb, leadership extraordinaire, Adamas, leadership extraordinaire, Chapman, leadership extraordinaire, Rafi Devers, absolute stud in his prime. Wilmer Flores on this team, he's the one actually who's getting into a jawing match with Miami Marlins, the youngest team in the league. You are the elder statesman of this series, and quite frankly, you kind of got schooled this week with the way you handled it. And I don't understand what just took place. And for me, again, circling back, and if you're just joining us, the Giants have been swept by the Marlins. They publicly spoke last night after the game about frustration by getting hit by pitches. They sort of advertised that they were going to throw at the Marlins. They did in the first inning. It led to a 3-run homer. They lose 12-5. Get your butts on a long plane flight to Chicago and sit with that homestand, which...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sucked out loud. They went 3-6. Huge bummer. Super disappointed in so many aspects. The baseball side of it is one thing. I can get with a team that's slumping. I understand it. The Philadelphia Phillies just played a series against the Astros, three-game series. They scored one run in the whole series. Slumps happen. You can deal with that. But when this is the way you do it, when you're sending runners around third base when the ball's already on the infield, when you're advertising to the other team, we're about to hit you, so get mad now. Get ready with what you're going to do. We're going to hit you. The bottom line is the Giants are acting out right now based on their own frustrations. This is the number one thing that you see happen in families basically all the time. When you get home from work and you're getting yelled at and you're like, I haven't even been around you.
Right.
Why are you yelling at me? Well, because you had a crappy day and something happened at your job, or the kids are yelling at you and now you're yelling at me. Don't take it out on me. That's what the Giants just did to the Marlins. They're taking that out on them. They're not mad at the Marlins. They're mad at themselves.
And they should be mad at the staff today because you scored five runs. And when the Giants score five runs, they win most of the time.
Did last night, too.
Exactly. And couldn't get it done in the 10th. So just a disastrous series against Miami.
Completely. Second round of the NBA draft tonight. Warriors are now at 52-59, as we told you. We'll have the 5 o'clock hour. Grandy and Evan will take you from 6 to 8. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want Giants anger? You want Giants reaction? Butcher Boy's jumping on with us next, okay? Here comes Shasky. He's going to join us next on Willard and Dips.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.